The gender-based violence court's presiding judge, Francis Amum, says Sayed Ahmed Hamid, who is an imam at mosque in the Munuki neighborhood, is supposed to set an example for other citizens in society. Judge Amum says Ahmed's 10 years prison term should send a strong message to people who abuse minors.
This court is in no doubt that principal perpetrators of such crime deserve a heavy sentence. Convicted person is an imam and a Muslim teacher at Munuki Mosque. He is a well-known person to the victim.
Amum says Ahmed was charged under Article 247 of the South Sudan Penal Code 2008, which states that whosoever had sexual intercourse with another person against his or her will is committing rape. He says Ahmed's sentence is appropriate for the crime committed.
Rape and defilement are crime of sexual gender-based violence. They rank among the gravest crime punishable in South Sudan, not exceeding 14 years imprisonment.
Judge Amum says the court listened to Ahmed's lawyer, but his arguments were weak. He says Ahmed must also pay a fine to the victim.
Convicted person is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment with effect from 17 of December 2020, and the convict have to pay for the victim 600,000 South Sudanese pounds as remedies through criminal proceeding.
Ahmed's lawyer has a chance to appeal the ruling within 14 days. South Sudan Ministry of Health and the United Nations Population Fund estimates that South Sudan has recorded nearly 7,000 incidents of gender-based violence between January 2010 and September of this year. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.